Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Breaking Bread, a daily Pennsylvanian podcast about diversity, equity, and inclusion. Today, we are recording with Audrey Levinson, and our food for the day is Kongcha boba. What did you guys get? I actually didn't get anything this time, but what did you guys get?
I got a peach green tea with pearls, 50% sugar, light ice.
I got a strawberry yogurt drink, medium, light ice, 30% sugar.
Awesome. I love all the details. So today we're co-hosting. Obviously, you guys know me. I'm Liv, and I'm co-hosting today with one of my staffers, Ingrid. Ingrid, do you want to introduce yourself real quick?
Sure. Hi, my name is Ingrid. I am a sophomore transfer to Penn. I'm currently thinking about studying urban studies and Spanish, and I'm excited to be here.
Awesome. We are recording today with Audrey because Audrey is also a transfer student, and we thought there'd be some great insight on what it's like coming from a small liberal arts college and what that's like transitioning into Penn. So, Ingrid, I'll let you start taking it away with the questions.
Yeah, so Audrey, can we just get like a quick introduction, your name, year, major, hometown, pronouns, and also where you transferred from?
Yeah, absolutely. So my name is Audrey. I'm a sophomore transfer from Pelham, New York, which is right outside New York City. I transferred from Swarthmore College, which is a small liberal arts college in a suburb of Philadelphia, so not too far here from Penn. I'm studying political science with a minor in English, and my pronouns are she, her.
Okay, amazing. Thank you so much. And now I'm just going to give you like the most exhausted question that all of us get all the time. Why did you transfer?
Somehow I knew exactly what that question would be. I mainly transferred because Swarthmore is a very small school. It's about 1,600 people. I didn't really feel like I had found my place entirely. Didn't really feel like there were too many other people to meet at that point. So I decided to branch out a little bit. I wanted to go somewhere a little bit bigger and with a more engaged student body, which I feel like I have found at Penn.
And you're a sophomore transfer?
Yes.
Okay.
So this is my first semester here at Penn.
Oh, okay. And so what do you think of that so far? Like, how was that transition?
I think it's been as smooth as it possibly could be. I was really nervous about it leading up to this, just because, you know, it's a jump from a school of less than 2,000 people to a school with roughly 10,000 undergraduates. Mm-hmm. The culture is very different to go from a liberal arts college to a major research university. And so while I was filled with anticipation and some of it more positive than others, I was mainly really pleased with the experience. I think that the transfer student organization did a great job of making the transition as smooth as possible in week one during transfer student orientation. I feel like they've made it as easy as it possibly could have been.
That's awesome. Could you walk us through like what that looks like as a transfer student? Like, what are the programs and resources Penn provides for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So during orientation week, transfer students have their own orientation, TSO, rather than NSO. And so there's lots of fun activities that you get to do. So a lot of it is just getting to know the other transfers. So there were small group dinners, small group lunches, trips to Philadelphia, exploratory adventures. That was a big part of it. And then another big part of it is getting familiar with the campus. So one of the things that I really appreciated that so one of the things that I really appreciated that the transfer student organization did is they had this series of PowerPoints they talked us through, and those PowerPoints had stuff like best places to study, best places to grab a snack, life hacks that you really just wouldn't learn on like a tour or from an admissions catalog. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it was a really great opportunity to understand what Penn is really like from the student perspective in an unfiltered and pretty candid way.
Yeah. Just to chime in, what I think is so great about TSO is that like it's so like student led. I don't know what it's like for NSO for like a lot of the first years, but I've heard some criticism of first years and like of first year NSO and how it can be kind of difficult. Like, people are not like super involved in things and it can be hard. But TSO is like almost like all of the transfers show up. Like, everyone really cares and everyone really wants to meet each other and get engaged because everyone is so uniquely grateful to be here, having already been at another school and like clearly not liked it that much. and so I just found it so special how like it's so run by older transfers and they really care about you and want to make it a good experience. So yeah, I don't know if you agree with that, but
yeah, completely. I was actually surprised because I think as a result of how small Swarthmore is, the orientation experience, while it is partly student-led, has a lot of involvement from administrators. And I was kind of surprised at how TSO really didn't have administrative involvement, which, you know, I think that's partly a side effect of Penn being a larger school, but it was also kind of a positive quality of TSO because it got to be so unfiltered and candid, and I used both those adjectives before, but yeah. I do think they're really true in this case. We really got to know the older students, and it formed a nice community right from the beginning where it wasn't just the people in our year that we were getting to know, but also the older transfers who were guiding us through the orientation process.
Okay, so you're saying the TSO is pretty much run by older transfer students and not so much like the university itself?
Yeah, basically. It's almost entirely student run by the transfer student organization.
I don't even think I saw like a single like staff member, like administrator at any of the TSO events. Like I remember walking in and like you're just greeted by like the TFINs. Like you guys have like everyone else has FINs, I think. Like peers helping integrate new students. Yeah. We have TFINs. Transfer peers helping integrate new students. And so like you just walk into, I remember like the first presentation they had and it's just all students and they come up to you and they ask your name and they like try to introduce you to each other, and it's just like the process is really as seamless as I think it could possibly be.
Wow, I had no idea they were doing such a great job, guys. That's awesome. Okay, coming from a small liberal arts college, how was it adjusting to Penn? I know you've touched upon this a little bit. What are some of the major differences you've noticed?
Yeah, so I would say the biggest shift for me was in terms of the culture. I think Penn's culture is very career-oriented, and it's very future-based, I would say, whereas the Swarthmore culture as a liberal arts college was a lot more focused on learning for the sake of learning, I would say. And I think both have their pros and cons, their strengths and weaknesses, but that was definitely something that was a struggle to get used to, and I think I'm still kind of working through that, trying to figure out how, as kind of a liberal arts student, I can grapple with the culture on this campus, which I think is very focused on what you'll do professionally and how your education will benefit you in a professional context rather than how your education will benefit you as a human being.
That's a great way to differentiate it. I feel like as someone who's been here for a minute, I definitely feel like I have now taken on the mindset where I go into classes or I'll enroll in classes and think, how is this going to help me in my future? I feel like I'm always thinking about the future. Even the clubs that I'm in are all somehow related in this little network for my future. So do you feel like it's how do you feel like, do you think there's a lot of pressure compared to going to a small liberal arts school? Do you think that people are less present?
I think I struggled at a liberal arts school with the idea that there could be no professionalism, or that there could be or maybe that the idea of professional pursuit was frowned upon. Like, I know at Swarthmore there was kind of a taboo around talking about internships or talking about professional.
That groups. Is crazy. Yeah. Oh my gosh, coming from Penn. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So definitely it's been a shift. And I would say that I had this struggle at Swarthmore with the culture there. And I think I also struggle a little bit with the culture here. It's sort of two sides of an extreme mm-hmm. binary.
Yeah.
What was the question? Is it more present?
Yeah, I mean, do you find that students in Swarthmore feel a bit more present? Because I think that's something that a lot of my peers and I personally have found to struggle with, is just being present and just enjoying your years in college rather than constantly thinking about the future and your jobs and your internships.
Right, yeah. I mean, I do think that being present is something that across academia is kind of missing right now. At Swarthmore, it was less so that people were not present because they were focused on like internships or jobs, and more so that people were extremely focused on global affairs and global politics, which I don't blame them for at all, but I do think it created a culture where it became less about what was happening on our campus and more about what was happening in the world around us. Pros and cons, again. Yeah, and I think something that I've been talking about a lot with people lately, I serve on the Dean's Advisory Board for the College of Arts and Sciences this semester. And something that we've been talking about is that a lot of people at Penn seemingly view classes as more of an obstacle than an opportunity. Whereas I think at Swarthmore, it seemed like classes were maybe the only opportunity that people were really pursuing.
I wanted to ask you, because I feel like for anyone who doesn't, I transferred from Smith College, which is also a pretty small liberal arts college, which is about 2,400 undergrads, I think. And so, it's also very small, very similar, not a lot of like pre-professional culture there. And so coming here was definitely a shock, but I do find, and I wanted to ask Audrey if you also find this, that like being a transfer, it does kind of feel easier, in my opinion, like not to get so sucked into that culture. Like, I don't know, because I guess like, I think if I came here as a freshman and I saw everyone getting internships and just like really talking about like finance and Goldman Sachs all the time, and I would feel like my interests weren't like, didn't make sense or weren't practical at all, and that I wasn't doing enough. But because I've already had a year of college and I've had a year of like trying to understand my own interests and what I want to do, I feel that like I'm not as likely to get like influenced by that culture. And so I wanted to ask about like your perspective on that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think something that's helpful as a transfer is that it being a transfer sort of pops the Penn bubble. I think when you are a Penn student who's been here all 4 years, it's the only experience you know. You don't really know that college can be anything else. Whereas when you're a transfer student, you've spent a year somewhere else, you know what life is like other places. You know that Penn is like a, I don't know, almost like a ecosystem of pre-professionalism.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah. So I think you almost have more realistic expectations about what things are like at other schools and what the world is like by association, because it's not this, because you know that there's not this really intense professional focus everywhere, and so everyone won't be entering the job market with the mindset of Penn students.
Mm. Honestly, that kind of sounds better.
Yeah. Audrey and I were just talking about this, and I talk about this with my transfer friends a lot, that like I don't think I would have liked Penn as a freshman, and like I just really don't. Like, I am so like, I had this period when I knew I was coming here of like mourning this first year experience that I know I'll never have, because like I did not enjoy my freshman year of college. Mm-hmm. But coming here, like I think I would feel very lost as a freshman, and so I am so grateful for the transfer experience. And I do think that like having that experience of like not liking it somewhere does make it easier to make connections with people, because they all have that similar experience. So I wanted to ask you about that and how it is like making connections with people and how you found that.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think that having a year of college under your belt is helpful. I know my first year of college, I had a really, really hard time adjusting to being away from home. I have a very tight-knit family. I had never been away from home for longer than like a week. So the struggle, the adjustment was there was really a struggle for me. But I found it a lot easier this year to adjust to being away from home. I think connections are always something that are like not easy.
Yeah.
I feel like the transfer community is very tight-knit, and I do really enjoy being part of it. Something that I will say as a transfer is that I find it's a little bit difficult to integrate with the non-transfer community.
Yeah.
I would agree. I think a lot of people who are at Penn as four-year students develop their friend groups pretty early in their freshman year. A lot of them stick together for extended periods of time, especially because we're coming after, for a lot of people, like the Greek life process. So they've made their friends through Greek life, and like there's established relationships that have existed for a while now. And we're kind of coming in late to them. So connections are a little bit difficult as a transfer with non-transfer students. I think that's why for a lot of people that I know who are transfers, people tend to live with transfers for their 3 years here. People tend to mainly have transfer friend groups. It's kind of an insular community, not in a negative way, but in a way where I think it's just kind of a realistic side effect of coming to a school year after everyone else.
Yeah, that's totally fair. So in the activities you are involved in, I think you mentioned with being on the Dean's Advisory Board, what has been your process of getting involved in these activities? Have you found it to be harder because you're a transfer student to join clubs or activities, or do you feel that it's pretty welcoming and opening?
I actually felt it was easier as a transfer student to get involved with activities than what I've heard from some of the freshmen here. I think I was coming into all of the clubs that I joined with a year's worth of college experience under my belt, which kind of gave me a unique perspective and positioned me maybe a little bit above some other candidates who have come straight out of high school through obviously no fault of their own, but just the reality of the situation. So I'm a member of the Undergraduate Assembly on Penn Student Government, and I was coming into that having done a full year of student government at Swarthmore and a year on the Executive Board of Student Government, or not a year, a semester of this and a semester of the executive board on Swarthmore Student Government. So I think I had some more experience and I was able to integrate more smoothly into the clubs as a result of that. But I also had the freedom to try new things. This semester, I've just started with Kite and Key as a tour guide. That was never something that I had tried at Swarthmore, but it's something that I've been really enjoying, and I'm glad that I have kind of the opportunity to do things that I really enjoyed before, but also branch out a little bit more now at a new and bigger school.
I wanted to ask, do you think your academic or personal goals changed at all between Swarthmore and Penn? Like, are your academic interests still the same?
Very similar. At Swarthmore, I was intending to be a PPE major. Swarthmore has the same political science, philosophy, and economics program that Penn has. It's modeled off of it. And I was going to be doing an English minor. I switched that when I came to Penn to just political science because I do think the culture's a little bit different. Swarthmore has PPE as a special major, so I think in my whole year there were maybe like 15 kids who were doing PPE.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, quite different from Penn's.
Yeah, PPE is huge.
I remember day one of orientation, they were like, if you throw a rock, you'll hit 3 PPE majors on this campus. Shout out PPE. So just in that way, I think I think my mindset has changed a little bit because I knew that I wanted to be taking classes with smaller student bodies and maybe majors that were less crowded, where I would have more room to explore and have personal relationships with faculty. So I switched into a more concentrated political science major, and then maintained my English minor, which I'm very happy about. I'm really happy that I can still pursue that while at Penn, even though I think maybe it's less common at Penn than it was in Swarthmore to pursue a liberal arts kind of degree like that. But I've been really enjoying it so far.
Yeah. What about you with your major?
Oh, yeah, my academic interests have shifted, like, well, so much. Like, I think part of it is transferring, and then part of it is just I'm, like, quite indecisive. I had no idea what I wanted to do in my first year of college. I knew I wanted to do something humanities. Like, I was thinking about, like, anthro or soc. And then I really like got set on econ for a minute, like randomly. Like I really liked it. I took some econ at Smith, and I did really like it. And I felt like it was good because I struggled with like anthro and soc when I was taking those classes, and the way that they were so conceptual. And I felt like I guess I really wanted to like do things and like make things happen. And I felt like soc was super conceptual, and it was just like, this is how it is, and not this is how things can change. And so I was really drawn to econ because I thought that it was like good in terms of like, I thought I would be able to make decisions and like I could understand the world through money, because like I do really care about the way money operates in the world. I have a lot of views about like how it could be better, and how things could be redistributed. And so I really wanted to do econ at Smith. I applied here as an econ major, came here. That's not what econ is about here, at all. And I realized that I don't care about business. I didn't realize it. I always knew that. I don't care about business or anything like that. My interests were very policy focused, so that's why I decided instead to do urban studies, because I feel like that really is where my interests lie in terms of policy, and just like understanding people in the world. I think it's a good mix for me. And I didn't even know that they had it here. They absolutely did not have that at Smith. Smith didn't even have like poli sci. The majors at Smith were just like, they had government, but they didn't have poli sci. They had nothing like PPE. They had nothing policy focused. And so I think part of it is because it wasn't in like an urban setting, I guess. And so how could you do urban studies at Smith College in Northampton, Massachusetts? Shout out Northampton, Massachusetts. But there's not a lot going on, in my opinion. And so I guess for me, like my academic interests have changed a ton since I got here. And I'm very, very grateful for that. I'm very grateful to be in Philadelphia.
I just feel like taking econ spring semester freshman year at a liberal arts college is like the final stage before transferring to Penn.
Like yeah.
Every other transfer I know who came from a liberal arts college took econ their spring semester, and they were just like, maybe I'll do this.
Yeah. Including myself. Yeah. It feels like really good at the time. And then I got here and I was like, that's not what econ is. Like, it's just not like the way I want to do econ is just not. And I also don't like math. I don't it's bad.
I think that's very, very valid. And I actually want to point out, I started as a PPE major.
Okay.
Yeah, because I was really invested in things like policy. I was invested in social change and activism. I thought that's what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I actually went to a high school program for that. And then I got here, and besides tanking econ, I just realized that PPE, there was a lot more emphasis on, I think a lot of PPE majors take it as a pipeline into like consulting or more.
Nope.
Yes.
Exactly, right? And I was like, I don't think I want to do this, which is crazy because now I'm doing marketing. But anyway, No, so I'm a communications major, and then I'm doing a consumer psych minor.
Okay.
So my major is definitely a lot more focused on things like social issues and psychology and concepts and theories, which I really appreciate. And then I have a little bit more of like a business hard skills minor to kind of supplement it. So it's interesting. It's honestly all the Penn influence, to be honest, but it's interesting to see how it plays out. Mm-hmm. Okay. Switching gears, do you feel like you view Penn differently as a transfer student than your peers who started as freshmen might?
Yeah, I mean, I already touched on this a little bit, but yeah, I really don't think I would have liked Penn as a freshman. I talked about a little bit about the pre-professional culture and just the feeling that I think I would have been a lot more like intimidated by it if I was a freshman versus like, I already feel like I know myself and like myself more as someone who's done a year of college. Like, I just think that was like pretty pivotal for me. Like, I think I had, even though I did really struggle last year and I didn't have a very good first year, I do think it was very transformative and it made me more comfortable with myself. And so coming here, I felt like I wasn't going to be as easily swayed by anything. I wasn't going to like try to change myself in ways to be friends with people. I was like seeking out very genuine friendships and relationships. And I think that was a big thing for me. And then, yeah, I guess I think something about that I noticed about a lot of Penn students is like hesitance to like really get involved in Philadelphia or like be a part of Philadelphia. And it's like kind of a hard balance to strike because also like you have to recognize that like this is not like your city. Like this is it is, but it's also like I just tend to try to be mindful of the way that like Penn students do interact with Philadelphia because of like the history of gentrification. But I do find that, like, having lived in, like, another, like, I grew up in a relatively urban area. I grew up right outside of D.C. And so going to somewhere that was pretty small last year, living in a pretty, like, small town, and then coming here, I do find myself very grateful to be in Philadelphia. And so I really want to interact with the city and, like, go off campus a lot. And I've really been enjoying that. And I think that it can be easy to get like stuck in being on campus when you're already at like when you're right out of high school being in a new place. And so I think that that is one of the big differences I've noticed that I think a lot of freshmen are trying to adjust and like it's super valid. But it can also be very valuable. And I think that to get off campus and I think that like as a transfer, knowing that that's not like the experience that everyone has, like not everyone has the ability to just like go into the city when they're at college. Like I'm so like I had to drive to like Target, I had to DoorDash to get like Panera, anything like that. And so it's just insane being in walking distance of like so many things. Like I love Gongcha, like shout out Gongcha, what I'm drinking right now. Like I go all the time at home. There was literally none in Northampton, Massachusetts. Sorry for like the tangent, but so like being able to walk to it, like I am so grateful to be in a city. So I think that's a big thing I've noticed that's different. Sorry for the yapping.
I think I have two main answers on how I view Penn differently. For one, I think coming from a liberal arts background, I think I view Penn as an institution with much more liberal arts potential than maybe some students who come here as freshmen. I think I view Penn as a place where they have a lot of resources and a faculty.
Yes.
An incredible faculty that could be devoted to liberal arts. And I think the faculty does a good job of having a liberal arts dedication and mindset. But yeah, something that I'd really like to see more out of Penn students is more of an interest in learning for the sake of learning and having that like learning how to learn and how to think perspective. So I think I view Penn as a place with a lot of potential for what that could be. And then relatedly, I also came from a school, Swarthmore has a really large equity initiative on their campus. They have a cash-free campus, which basically means as a student at Swarthmore, realistically, you should never have to spend your own personal money.
Which that's incredible. Yeah. I had no idea.
I can explain this a little bit because it's kind of a crazy concept. But basically, your textbooks are free. There are TAP funds there, which is $740, I think, that each student gets every semester to pay for all of their textbooks. And that's regardless of your aid package or anything like that. Printing is free. Laundry is free. Pretty much anything, any service that you could want is free. You're given, as part of your meal plan, these things called swap points, which can be used at the grocery store in town, most of the restaurants in town of Swarthmore, restaurants in surrounding areas, at the campus store for toiletries, stuff like that. So basically my whole year at Swarthmore, I spent almost no money.
That's so unrelatable now.
Yeah. And so yeah. Coming to Penn and now constantly having to spend money, I think I know that Penn could be doing a lot more for accessibility than it is currently doing.
Absolutely.
I also had free SEPTA at Swarthmore. Just going to drop that. I had a free SEPTA pass. You could take like 80 rides a month for free.
Wow.
And so I think a lot of Penn students who've been here will be here for all 4 years have this mindset of like, oh, well, Penn can't do that. Like, Penn is cheap. Mm. And I think Penn can do that. I think, you know, the school has a huge amount of money. The endowment is something like $21 billion. And I know that not all of that is spendable money. But I think that I'm a little bit maybe more bright-eyed and bushy-tailed about what Penn could be doing for its students and what really it should be doing for its students, at least to catch up to peer institutions.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. Do you guys ever feel imposter syndrome?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's not something I've ever struggled with in my life before this year. Mm. And I have struggled with it a little bit this year. I think it's a little bit hard to be a liberal arts student at such a business-focused school. And I say this to my parents on the phone all the time. Like, sometimes I have this feeling like everyone knows what they're doing in a way that I don't really. Like, the prime example of this is, like, one of the first weeks I went to a career fair, and everyone else was wearing suits and, like, formal dresses, and I showed up in, like, jeans and a shirt like I'm wearing right now. You can't see, but it's just, like, a long-sleeve t-shirt and a sweater. And I had no idea because, one, there were rarely career fairs at my previous school. But two, if there were, everyone would just go wearing their school clothes. Like, you would never dress up for that.
Yeah.
So there's certain cultural shifts like that where I just have had no idea. And I feel like a little bit caught off guard. And then I think that feeling of being caught off guard and feeling like everyone knows something that you don't leads really easily and quickly to imposter syndrome. I don't think I usually have the feeling of, like, I don't deserve to be here because maybe that's part of the experience of coming in as a sophomore. Like, I know I worked really, really hard to get here. I know I went through the insanity that is the transfer process to get here because it is a crazy process.
Yeah.
So I don't really have that feeling, but I do think that there are certain shifts that I wasn't really expecting and that have taken me by surprise from time to time. And that leads to the feeling of like, well, what am I missing? You know, it's like everyone else is in this cool club and you're like, how do I get into this cool club where you have all this cool information that I don't have?
Yeah.
Adding on to what you said about like dressing up and like attire, I remember like the first few days of like they had all those formal events for us. Like we went to PAFA, we went to the congressional, what was it? National Constitution Center. We went there because we were going to the second year events and the first year events because we're so cool. Uh-huh. But I had no idea that those were going to be like formal events. I mean, just being at a school where they can rent out museums, where they can rent out like the Constitution Center where the presidential debate was held, by the way, like that was absolute insanity. And I really did not even bring, like, I had to rewear like I think I brought like one formal dress because like I did not realize that was something that I was gonna have to do. I think that any college student not at Penn or like not at a school comparable to Penn would be so shocked at the fact that like that is something that is part of the orientation process.
Yeah, I mean, I remember the week before coming to Penn, the only dresses I owned were sundresses, and I had a friend who went here, luckily she is a senior, and like the week before coming here I texted her because a friend of mine who goes to Villanova was like, you know, for my sorority we have these formals and I imagine that you'll probably have something similar going to a school like Penn. And so I texted her and I was like, is this a thing? Like, is this possible? And she seemed shocked that I was even asking, but it was something that I had really no idea about because there were no formal events at Swarthmore. Like, if I wore...
Never.
If I wore a dress, it was anything. Because I was just, like, feeling cutesy and it was, like, a little sundress.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't even have any career fairs at Smith, like, ever.
Yeah. So things like that where I feel like as a transfer, you come in and it feels like there's this expectation that you should know things, but you maybe don't. And that adjustment is hard to get used to. I think that's been the hardest part of the adjustment to Penn.
Yeah.
Is feeling like everyone else knows things that you're kind of out of the loop on.
Yeah, I would agree. And then I also, like, I think goes into the idea of, like, it being hard to integrate into the sophomore class, mm-hmm. like, out of non-transfers. And that's something that I guess I don't think about a lot because I feel very surrounded, very supported, like, full of love for all of my transfers, for all of my transfer friends. But I look around and I'm like, yeah, it's all transfers. And I do really love that. But I think definitely it can be hard to, like, get in, like, within the sophomore class because everyone has already made those relationships and, like, knows things that you don't know. And so I think that that has definitely been a bit of a difficult adjustment process. But I think that, I mean, compared to other schools, I think that TSO at Penn does a great job. I mean, in the Ivy League, we have the second most amount of transfers after Cornell, I think. And so part of the reason that I was really excited to come here was because I knew that the transfer organization was, like, so strong and they provided a lot of support in the ways that I don't know if a lot of other schools do for transfer students.
Yeah, even Cornell, which has the largest amount of transfers in the Ivy League, I have a friend who transferred there, and they don't have a transfer floor like we do. They don't really have, like, a transfer group with events, so she was really forced to integrate into her class year that had already been there for a year.
It sounds so scary.
Yeah.
Like,
it makes it a lot more difficult, I think. Yeah.
For context, Audrey and I both live on the transfer floor, and so that is definitely something that I appreciate.
Okay, so I think we can start wrapping up. Do you have anything that you want to leave us with or any last thoughts or comments?
I think if you're not a transfer, seek out a transfer. You know, it's a hard transition for anyone. I think Penn does an amazing job making it as smooth as possible, and I feel really lucky for that. But no matter what, going to a new school and being a new kid is hard. Mm. So, I don't know. Have empathy. Smile. Make a new friend. I know. I would love it if I felt like I was getting, you know, nice smiles and metaphorical embraces from the class of 27.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on, Audrey. Thank you, Ingrid, for being a great co-host. And yeah, stay tuned for the next episode, guys. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.